Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Mark Norman, comedian, is going to join us. He's super funny. And the news coming up as well. First, there is Geico. Do you own your rent? Well, you do one or the other. And then there is your automotive policy. Why don't you bundle it up? Take your homeowners and your renter's insurance and just bundle it up with your automotive insurance. And it's a good thing, too, because you already got so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save and just how easy Geico can make it to bundle today at geico.com.
Corolla Drinks fans, 818 Rye Whiskey is available now at CorollaDrinks.com. 818 is a whiskey from Adam's backyard, not the gated communities in the same area code. It's aged 3 years in new American oak and couples a malty sweetness with a complex rye finish. Adam and the team made this whiskey for fans of the show. They made this whiskey for the regulars. Get your bottle of 818 Rye at CorollaDrinks.com. Hurry, we will sell out. And now, a tip from the 1965 issue of Good Housekeeping. 120 ways to please a man.
It's easy to stay slim when there's a reason. He likes you that way. Control figure faults with daily exercise and correct posture, and watch those calories.
Just one of 120 ways to please a man. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Posture was such a weird, big thing in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You had to walk with a book on your head.
And all the Love Boat episodes where the mom was trying to set the daughter up with some eligible. It's like, sit up, dear. No one wants a sloucher. First off, I like slouching. It says low self-esteem and a possible blowjob. Mark Norman has joined us.
Hey.
Comedy special, Out to Lunch. It's available on YouTube. And also the podcast Tuesdays with Stories. Good to see you again, Mark.
Hey, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about the special. We played the trailer for it. It was very funny.
I have a trailer? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And it's funny, and we were talking about Seinfeld sort of anointing you one of the young hot comedians. So did and in the beginning you said you took it to Netflix, you took it to HBO.
Yeah. Nobody would touch it.
Yeah, how's
it was a failure, but I got to tell you, now I'm glad it's on YouTube and I own it, and I can see the views, I can see what it's doing, and it's selling tickets, so I'm glad it worked out that way.
Yeah, what is the climate out there? Because I just figure, like, I don't know, regular heterosexual white guy, it's just not really...
Been there, done that.
It's not moving the needle.
Yeah, which is interesting. I mean, it'd be better if it was a little more merit-based, like how funny is this stand-up special?
That's why UFC is fun to watch, because somebody just gets knocked out and it's over. But this is like, we got to check boxes, and I get it, but the comedy is suffering. I don't know if you've seen a Netflix special lately. They're pretty rough. It's a shame. It was like the premiere, go-to. This is where you go for good stuff, quality, and now it's like this grab bag, and you're sifting through all this horse shit.
Well, I mean, it could go no other way. I mean, look at the Oscars. You know, they're just, it's a constant thing of like, we want to check all these boxes, and like, that's fine, but if the NBA starts doing that, we're going to lose viewership, you know?
Yeah. A lot of layups.
And also, there's a perception, which is, if there was a team, you know, if the NBA just started saying, look, we're going to put on the court what's represented in the stands of the Boston game.
A terrible game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of Danny Bonaduccis running around on the court. But what I'm saying is even if those are the five best short white guys in America, we still watch it and go, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think so. And that's kind of the problem when that starts bleeding into art.
And there's funny minorities. We've all grown up with Cosby and Pryor and Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and Wanda Sykes and all that. So it's like they're there, but you're just picking based on what they look like and you're not even listening anymore, which is kind of the ultimate racism.
And it's kind of, comedy is kind of the last place that needed to be integrated because it was integrated in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Everyone's... You know, you ask most white guys of a certain age, like favorite stand-ups, like growing up, you're going to get Bill Cosby, you're going to get Pryor. Chris Rock, depending on how old you are, you're going to get Rock, you're going to get George Carlin. But, you know, most white dudes in their middle-aged white dudes, if you ask them three favorite comics growing up, two of them would be black.
Easily, yeah. Definitely some Jews.
You know, yes. You know what? It kind of reminds me of what we were just talking about with the government. Like, before anyone else was sort of, you know, overlording this, the people, we gravitated toward what we liked. And now it's almost, it feels like that government overreach.
It was.
Like, we'll figure it out for ourselves.
Exclusively Eddie Murphy and then Chris Rock in terms of my friends and their favorite stand-up bits. This weird thing of like we, and also, let's keep drilling down on this, because we do this dumb shit thing in this society where it's like the fire department has to reflect the community that it serves. Doesn't make any fucking sense at all. Let's just get the best fire people in there. But if there was an argument, that argument, it would apply to comedy, and it still doesn't. You know, Eddie Murphy talking about growing up with, you know, the hood and, you know, Ice Cream Man, all that stuff. I'm just a white dude from North Hollywood. It shouldn't make sense to me at all, and still you relate, and still it's funny. Or maybe you don't relate, and that's what's cool about it. You're hearing stories from people you have nothing in common with.
Completely, yeah. And it's going to be good. If we like it, we'll just watch it. And if not, no one's going to watch it. But the numbers are through the floor on everything. Like, TV sucks. Everything sucks now. So, like, what are we doing? And that's why the internet is winning.
Right.
And everybody's just going and finding we're all so splintered. We find our shit, but it's not pretty, and I think eventually the internet will get all the views, and then the TV shows will go, all right, we'll do it your way now. I'm hoping that's the outcome.
Right. Or they'll lobby Congress to get rid of the internet, which
yeah,
is probably,
that could happen.
Probably easier direction for them versus doing good content.
Right.
So,
but how do they live with themselves? I mean, the people at Netflix must kind of know, or these, you know, HBO still seems kind of quality, but do they sit around and going like, oh, we're doing great? It's like Stupid or Liar. It's like you say. Are they sitting around going, oh, we're good people, we're helping everybody, or are they just kind of brainwashed and out to lunch?
They're trying to promote something that's already ingrained in all of us,
right?
Which is, we want this meritocracy where the best are the best. There is no it's why we love sports. We love the purity of sports. And, you know, you go around the NFL, half the defenses have 11 black guys out there, and that's your team. I mean, or basketball. You know, my son loves basketball. He loves the Lakers. He likes the Clippers. It's like all his favorites are black athletes. And that's
he's Greek.
It's because they're good. Well, that was the ultimate evolution. We're done with racism in this country. When I said to my son when he was about 11, he was telling me about the Greek freak.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Something, yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah.
That was
just call him Giannis.
Giannis. And I said to him, who is this Giannis guy? It was like 3 or 4 years ago. And he goes, he's Greek, and he can jump up and hit his head on the rim, and he's got a wingspan of, you know, 18 feet, and he dunks on everybody. And I'm like, Greek guy?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Greek guy. And I go, black guy? And he goes, Greek. He's Greek.
He's from Greece.
But is he black guy? And he's like, no, he's Greek. He kept saying it. I was like, pull him up on your phone.
Right.
I have not heard of this guy hitting his head on the rim and dunking on everybody who looks like Bill Walton. And
is he black? I don't even know.
He is black.
Oh, he is.
He's a black Greek guy.
He didn't register that.
That'd be great for your ex-girlfriend. Like, no, I'm not fucking a black. He's Greek. Like, oh, thank God.
Now, don't worry. I've poisoned him with racism now. That's the first thing that comes out of his mouth. But back then, he was very, very innocent.
The realness always tends to come out, so this is so silly. It's a big waste of time. Like, you know, we go, men and women are the same, but then when a guy hits a woman, we all go, huh, we wince, because it's still different.
Mm-hmm.
You know innately and internally, we all know. I mean, if we say big is beautiful and then somebody loses weight, we congratulate them. But I thought it was beautiful. So the truth always ends up coming out, so this tap dance is so silly and a waste of time, because we get there anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you make fun of a fat lady on stage, it doesn't get a laugh. But if you make fun of a fat guy, it does.
Right.
So we all have it in us. We know. I mean, the crowd is a focus group. They tell you what's what. But yet we have to go, no, it's all the same. And yes, fat is healthy or whatever it is. But we all kind of know. So that's weird. That makes the lying even weirder.
Yeah. Well, they're always trying to push some sort of agenda about what the new look, you know, what beauty is now, and then they show the big fat chick, and
that's
great lesbians over a Dove, but I got no boner movement whatsoever.
And can we do that everywhere else? 3 inches is huge, 5'6" is tall. Where does it end?
Yeah, that's right. And then what about our version of it?
Exactly.
Yeah, like I like a dude who's pear-shaped and under 5'7".
Right.
Like, okay, is that the new standard? I mean, we can all agree with like the Hemsworth brothers, right?
Yes.
Yes,
of course.
Good.
And is that so wrong?
No. It's us. That's how society works.
And then people right now are listening going, these fucking assholes, but you agree. You just are, you know, saying you're not.
In a way, and I always used to say this, it always bled into all the stuff we talk about in the name of sort of racism. It kind of ends up becoming racist. Like when they would go, first black Miss America winner, Vanessa Williams. Look at her, their blue eyes and her straight hair and her pixie little nose and her light skin. It's like, oh, yes, she looks like a white woman.
Yep. There was a whole podcast I listened to about that.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Yep. So the rules are, well, we're going to celebrate the first black woman as long as she looks like a white woman.
Exactly.
Right.
Has that European beauty, they called her.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. It all comes out in the end.
Right.
But it's like you say, I like when their brain kind of malfunctions, you know, and they go, oh, shit, this guy's being mean, but he's black, so I don't want to say. It's like the player's ball with the pita, your analogy.
Mm.
There's no pita at the player's ball because it's too many levels of I'll get in trouble and you can't win.
PETA, if you want to find fur, might I direct you to Pahrump, Nevada, where the next player's ball is taking place.
Right.
And go out there with your synthesized pig blood and go to town, but be prepared.
Right.
Yes.
There could be some retaliation.
Exactly.
That ain't a, you know, waif starlet who's making her way down the red carpet. These people return fire.
Yes. Hear.
Yeah,
which is why I don't know if you look at any TikTok or anything, but the young people are back the other way. They're because this shit is so kind of, I don't know, millennially. So they're like, oh, we're younger. It's like rock and roll for a kid. That's my dad's shit. So we're into this hip hop, whatever, techno. So you see what I'm saying? Like now I think the other way is going to come with the newest generation. Like meaning if you're woke, that's dorky.
Mm. Right. So, well, young people have to sort of push back against what is and what convention is and what the norms are. And woke used to be kind of a sideshow, you know, the small stage at the Lilith Fair. That was that was woke. And now it's at the convention.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's taken the main stage. So if you're going to push back against convention, then you're going to have to push back against woke.
It's like everything.
Interesting.
Ronda Rousey was the biggest. Then she gets knocked out. We go, yeah, this is exciting. She's down again. And that's going to happen to this.
Yeah. And
hopefully. Jesus.
It'd be nice.
And we're not bad people. We just want to be honest and hang out and not, you know, try to ruin each other's lives.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Everyone wants to watch the funniest comedian and watch the funniest five guys on the hardwood playing basketball.
And it's regressing because I used to go, oh, I love Eddie Murphy. Now I'm like, hey, I like this black comic, you know, but I used to just see him as a comic. And now you're forcing me to see him as a, you know, brown guy.
But this is so meta the way it folds in on each other because there's a lot of old Eddie Murphy stuff that is problematic.
Again, the malfunctioning. You know, we got to get the Shane Gillis kid out, but what about this guy who did 800 faggots in a row on HBO in a leather suit?
It's a lot of sex in one night. I didn't see the special, but I get it. And then there's us. And, you know where we should have really just, I think here's where we needed to pump the brakes. We had a little moment, you know, could we go? We hit a fork in the road.
Yeah. Mm.
The fork in the road was I'm trying to think of his name. Hosting the Oscars. I don't know, Eddie Murphy.
It was a little guy. Kevin Hart.
Sir. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
There it is.
Kevin Hart. We hit a fork in the road with Kevin Hart.
Oh, the gay tweets.
Yeah. Right. And we were like, what should we do with this guy? We would like him. We'd like a black man to host the Oscars, and we like Kevin Hart. And then they dug up a bunch of tweets that he'd already previously apologized for, and then they told him, apologize again. Somebody should have pumped the fucking brakes right then and just went, look, first things first, I don't know who anointed us the, you know, ambassador of all that goes on in society. We're doing a fucking award show. We want it to be entertaining. We want people to laugh. We want the 3 hours to go by quickly. We need a professional. We need a guy who's used to being up on stage with a mic in his hand. We all agreed this guy was good at this. And whatever we have with his past, whatever problems we have with the past, good news, he already apologized. Right. And then some dick went, oh, he's got to apologize again.
Yeah.
And someone should have went, no. But they stopped and they went, you're right. Let's have him apologize again. And then to his credit, he said, fuck you. And now we got the hostless fucking funeral dirge.
All-time low ratings.
While we're getting our finger wagged at us about a racist society. This is what we have. This is what we should have stopped. It was, you know, 3 years ago or 2 years ago. We could have fucking pumped the brakes right then and been normal. Instead, we fucking threw the baby out with the bathwater and we went right down. We went even faster down that woke road.
And guess what? You've lost Kevin Hart now. He's now hates you. He's now against you. He was in the machine and now he's like, I'm doing a podcast. I'm making my own shit. Believe
right.
me.
He should have knocked it out of the ballpark, his first one. And he did. Sunday night, we should have been seeing him host for the third time.
Right.
Yeah.
But no.
You hear that, Army Hammer? You're fucked.
What is going on with Army? Does anyone know?
He wanted that barbecue, and among other things, remember?
Barbecue.
He wanted to barbecue the ladies' ribs, and another girl claimed that he was, he tied her up for four hours.
It may be a little late for this, but I got to get in early on one of these controversies and just go, look, I know Army well. he's a dear friend.
Yeah.
And I know this is not the kind of thing. And no one ever goes, how the fuck do you know Army? They just go, okay, he says he's a friend.
You say so.
He says he's a friend. He says he knows him well. And the thing about comedians is there can be a little chasm between.
That's true. A little celebrity. You're in
there.
He is
a little, like, Jeff Ross could tell you he knows Gerald Ford well. And you'd go, like, I guess he does. Because comedians have a way of being able to drift from, when you're an actor, it's A-list on A-list.
Right.
Comedians can slide up and slide over and slide down. No one ever, because there's that thing where it's like, yeah, Army caught my set at the Comedy Store and he's never stopped texting me.
Yeah.
Well, check out this headline. All I did talk about it almost feels like Idiocracy. I don't know what this is. This, I just typed in Army Hammer and pushed news. And the first headline that comes up, Army.
Dear friend Adam Carolla says on podcast.
Army Hammer's alleged explicit messages turned into NFT artwork.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's what we care about
now. That's
the
most 2021 news headline ever.
That's the new grave robbing. You know, it's like, this guy's done, but I can get something out of it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and I started thinking about gifting it. NFTs. How would you wrap that? But it's a whole new weird fucking world we're living in, and I don't know that we're equipped to move at the speed we're moving at.
Right. We're moving fast, and it's getting ugly.
Hold on, Gina. I need you to fix Phil's ear again. Phil's ears flapped the
like
wrong way.
Yeah.
Fix your ear. I don't like it when the
ear fixer.
I don't like it when my dog's ear flaps the wrong direction.
Really? Is that OCD or is he just only seeing inside that ear hole?
Maybe it's a COVID thing. I don't know.
Do not move your chair.
Okay. Phil's smashed
up
against me.
Cheek is against the wheel.
All right. So, Mark, where did we figure out you were from? I must say.
New Orleans, born and raised.
Wow.
Hence the shirt.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
A fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
And
not a great place to grow up. Fun now, fun to go back, but it was a weird childhood and weird city.
Is it? I would imagine it's like growing up on a cruise ship.
Yes.
Like it's fun to go do for 3 days, but then you want to hit port and get back to the apartment, right?
Every now and then you need a vegetable and you got to go to school. But it's just Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and French Quarter. Yeah, and trans women in the street and it's fun and kooky. But yeah, every now and then I'm like, I got to hunker down and learn math, you know?
I'm trying to think, what do you want for your kid? Because I feel the same way, but the opposite direction. So it's like raising your kid in a sort of tourist party zone, essentially, versus when you go up to the top of Mount Pinos and you get to the top, you're going to like – Squaw Valley or Bear something Mountain or something, you'll pass a school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a high school.
Something of the world. View of the world.
Like at the top of the thing. Or like whenever we go to Pebble Beach and do the car race every year, at some point I'll pass some high school that's just a high school. You go to high school, Pebble Beach.
Yes. St. Helena High School.
Right.
So gorgeous.
That's too sane, right? Like your kid's not going to be, you need some calluses to get out into the real world.
Right.
You can't, like I had friends that went to college at UC Santa Barbara and then graduated and got a job at like a printing place in downtown LA. The guy lasted for like 4 months. Like, fuck this. I'm going to kill myself. I'm used to being barefoot and drinking beers and staring at the ocean
lunch. One? Pepperdine?
You ever exactly what I was going
to
say.
It's like a heaven on earth. It's crazy. You can't go to college there. You're supposed to be puking and getting, you know, date raped.
Right. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
What I thought you were talking about was Rim of the World High School up as you're going to Big Bear.
Probably. Whenever I always stop. If it's some sort of religious academy or something, I don't take any note. It's when
that's
it's
Pepperdine.
When it's a public school.
Yeah.
When it's like, this is where you would go if your dad was a ski instructor.
That's right.
Right. I went to public school and it's terrifying. Nothing works. The lights are flickering. There's a drip in the classroom. So I can't imagine what that's like. But then I went to Catholic High and that was weird.
What was Catholic High like?
It was it's almost like, you know, you go to jail, but you learn all the crime.
Right.
That's what it's like in Catholic high school. Like it's God, it's religion, but it's actually drugs and everybody's got money and everybody's just crazy strung out and, you know, drag racing and whatever.
Were you in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Horrible neighborhood. I used to go to the suburbs and I was like, you guys have it made. The bike's on the lawn, the door's unlocked, mom's got orange slices. And then the city part was yikes.
I'm trying to think, Max Pata, what year was North Hollywood High founded? Because you always talk about, you always hear on the news, like these old outdated schools. But I was at North Hollywood High in the early 80s, and it was founded in 1927.
Yeah, they're like old bunkers, right? Or old, like, army barracks.
It was depressing, but I always say this, it's in horrible taste, but every time there's a school shooting, I'm like, Jesus Christ, look at that school.
I think the same thing.
That's all I could think of with Columbine. I was like, where'd you get? I went up to the third story. Where the third story?
Remember seeing Breakfast Club? You're like, school?
Exactly. Breakfast Club. I was like, whose library is this?
Mine
was built in 1927. It was a fucking box made of stucco with bad linoleum on the floor and like a radiator in the corner that didn't work and weird mesh grill on the outside so kids I think it was to keep people in, actually. I don't think it was to keep them out.
You can see the faded sign, Irish need not apply.
Right.
It's just so old and dingy and not upgraded.
Yes. And I thought, well, I was able to go there and not learn. What's everyone's excuse?
Right.
Mark, are you familiar with Harvard Westlake High School in the Valley?
No.
Very high-end high school. I coached football there for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I had no business being there. Nicer than any junior college campus I've ever been on.
Yeah.
I've been on a few for various reasons, and it's like this place is gorgeous. State of the art.
Every time ESPN3 runs like the Texas State Football High School Championship, they're in a fucking dome stadium.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, what? Our lights didn't work. Like, we could barely play a night game. The center of the field was all
lights.
Dirt. Yeah.
We didn't have lights because the neighbors voted no. That kind of city ordinance. No lights. No lights.
Don't get me started on wheeling the TV in. Remember when the substitute wheeled
the
TV? It never worked on the cart. It was always on Channel 3. It was fuzzy. Rabbit ears. Brutal.
Yep.
We missed the whole Challenger exploding.
That was the I think it made the local news that night. I probably could catch up. Maybe,
good point.
Yeah, maybe not the national feed. I that was always, you know, you're a shit student when you're just sort of looking for excuses. And I always remember if I ever walked into class and they had the projector set up in the back, I was like, oh,
yes.
Oh, gold. No learning.
Yeah.
No learning today.
That
no reading,
big.
No learning. And then the next one was, how big's the reel? Because then they'd have a reel. And if it was like 6 inches, that was a 14-minute short on, you know, oral hygiene
girls
or something.
Changing
it's like,
bodies.
Ugh, yeah. But if you got the big one, and there was the second reel, like down below, it's like, oh, we're going to do no learning at all. This is awesome.
Did you guys watch the birth video in school?
Yeah.
That was wild.
That was upsetting.
I blocked it out.
Really? I didn't. Oh, I did not see that.
The first vagina I ever saw.
Me too. Full frontal, huge bush, baby really? Come out, placenta.
Really?
Yeah. I came. I mean, it was just so hot.
Did you guys have the little, like, you'd sit in your little carrel, your little desk, and you could check out the National Geographic ladies? You know, from parts unknown.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those.
On that bamboo wood, you know, you could pull it off at the library. That was fun.
I miss writing things on the desk and then having people in other classes who would show up at the same desk, you know, two periods later, like writing things.
Write you back.
Back
that's
back.
Right.
That was cool texting. That was Twitter.
Yeah.
I remember being humiliated because I was listening to the artist known as Graham Parker back then, but I misspelled Graham's first name.
Oh, no H?
I think I put the H in, but I think I put an extra A in there or something.
It's a Q.
It is a weird spelling.
Then I got back to Mr. Bernal's class like the next day, and like someone went, "Hey, stupid," and like pointed out how Graham Parker's name. I was desk shamed at a very early age, and presumably I was the only kid in the school who listened to Graham Parker, so I was still humiliated.
You should've
I think
known.
It's G-R-A.
It's G-R-A-H-A-M, Graham.
That's kind of weird.
I think
that's
I left an A out. I think left
Grom.
The second A out.
Sure.
I argue it's still Graham, but that's just me. Yeah.
But remember, you know, you get dumped, so you go in the bathroom and write, "Hey, Susie, whatever, for a good time," and you put a real number up there.
Right.
That was fun. And you'd read all the graffiti while shitting, and it was pretty good. It was like a little magazine.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember one time I was taking a whiz in a bar when I was like 18, and it said, the hottest girl ever, some guy's tired of fucking her. And it like blew my mind. You know, I had like four beers in me. I'm 18. I can't get laid. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That was huge for me.
That's my theory why the Richard Gere gerbil story is true.
Yes.
Because once you are fucking the hottest woman on the planet,
where do you go?
You're number seven. You go gerbil.
Yeah, you go rodent.
You go full habit trail.
But that's what the Army Hammer is, I think. You got everything, so you got to get weird just to feel.
Yeah. You got to start cooking body parts.
I'll text him and see.
Please do.
If that theory's correct.
If you guys start a different podcast, that would be fun. That would
be great.
I'll talk to him.
Ace
the
is
funny,
Army.
The funniest part to me, the funniest part about the graffiti is whenever there was a movie or a TV show where like they had to go into the bathroom, like Fonzie's bathroom or whatever, the truck stop bathroom, they couldn't have no graffiti on the wall because that would look weird.
Yeah.
But it all had to be G-rated.
Network approved.
And network approved. And
sit on this. It was always very vague.
Yes.
You couldn't have a swastika or something.
No. School
sucks. They frown on
right. that. School homework stinks.
Yeah.
Even a lot of that, I bet, would be offensive now. You know, like, hey, no fat chicks. That's, can't have that.
Don't do that.
Oh, just the...
That was a t-shirt when I was a kid.
The Maxipata, you can find it, but... the peachy folder modifications.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that? Peachy, huh?
Come on, buddy.
Peachy.
You know what that is. You
know I know Trapper Keeper.
Yeah, you'll know it when you see it. It
Peachy was this like orange cardboard folder.
It was 5 minutes before our time, but you'll get it.
It had, you know, it had a tennis, had a girl playing tennis, had a track.
It had dude hurdles.
All like pencil
track,
sketchy.
Track,
like,
yeah, on the front of it. And then everyone would go ahead and modify them. But it wouldn't be acceptable today because I remember the track guy was just a white guy running track, but he would get the headband so he looked like a lowrider, and then instead of the baton in his hand would be a knife, and he was like chasing the other guy.
That's funny.
Yeah, but again, not PC these days.
No.
There's got to be, I don't know, offensive peachy folder.
Is that Native American? What is a peachy?
I don't know.
I think that was the name of the company?
Oh, there's one that's been
there was
Duolong.
Oh, somebody someone
kiss at the bottom.
Hey, that's killer. Well, yeah. Good. What flag is that?
That's a
diver down flag.
It's a diver down.
Whoa.
This guy's rock and roll, man. That's a Van Halen thing, right?
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
That's talent.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Mark's going to hang out and we'll do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina, Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Organizers of the recall effort against our governor, Governor Newsom here in California, have collected enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. So the California Secretary of State's office said that more than 1.6 million signatures had to be deemed valid. And it turns out they have 100,000 more than they need. An election will likely take place in the fall, and the voters will have two questions. Should Newsom be recalled? And who should replace him? The votes on the second question will only be counted if more than half say yes to the first. And back in 2003, if you'll, some of you might remember, only a few months into his second term, Gray Davis was recalled, removed from office. He was apparently the second state governor successfully recalled in U.S. history. And we're going for it again.
I was just thinking about that. Gray Davis got railroaded. Because it was the Enron. Enron was fucking with the power, and everyone blamed him. And then he got there was all a documentary about it.
Oh, there was.
I'm not saying he was a good or a bad governor. I don't remember. I'm just.
I don't really remember if he was good or bad either. But it struck me that he looked like his name was Gray.
Yes.
He had a whole. He was a young guy.
Pull him up.
With a full head of gray hair.
Oh,
and,
nice.
At a youngish age. Sort of, I don't know, sort of in a weird way. It's like when a guy's got red hair and you call him Red or Rusty or something, or Ginger or something like that. Like it almost seemed like he earned it. Like his real name is Stuart.
You're right.
Davis.
He has that sort of Steve Martin already silver hair. His name, by the way, real name, Joseph Graham Gray Davis.
Oh, so it is
Graham Parker.
It is a hair. Is it hair related then?
Well, they just call him Gray. That's his nickname.
Wow.
So who knows?
There you
go. Jesus Christ.
Doesn't it seem crazy to govern the whole California? That seems silly to me.
Size of country.
Yeah, there's so many weird. I mean, you go 10 minutes outside of here and it's fucking, you know, hillbilly central. It's
different
meth
vibe.
Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You got that SoCal vibe with Santa Barbara, San Diego, LA, but then, you know,
head inland.
Fresno is bananas. Yeah, it's a lot of
stuff.
Oh,
listen,
here.
I remember when I was playing a show. Were we playing a show in Fresno?
Yes,
oh, no,
home.
I played shows in Fresno, but where?
Quit
oh,
bragging.
Bakersfield. When I was in Bakersfield, here's how I know Bakersfield is different. There was a minivan. I got to the show. I drove there out to Bakersfield. I was there like an hour early, and I was hanging out in a gas station, and I was getting gas, and there was a minivan, and the minivan was parked there getting gas, and a homeless guy walked up and said, "Do you have any change?" And the woman in the passenger seat said, "I don't have any money, but I got chicken. You want chicken?" She held out a bucket of chicken. So she was eating a bucket of chicken, sitting in her van in the passenger seat, and offered the homeless guy some finger-licking fun.
Sounds like a utopia.
And
I was like,
take?
This is... No, and I thought to myself, all right, you're not, this is a drug thing.
Right.
Because someone just offered you food.
Yeah.
A fat person just offered you their bounty.
Yes.
And you want to know part of it, which suggests to me that you're not the real deal. And look, maybe the lady in the Aerostar was sitting on a mountain of cash. We don't know. Maybe
we'll
that was just
know.
Her way to thwart, you know, to vet the homeless.
Right.
Yeah, but pretty sad when the hobo's like, gross, lady. Yikes.
So
get your shit together.
You turn your nose up at my chicken offering, and I would say, fine, I was going to give you $100 if you took a drumstick, but I guess the honeymoon's over. But there are plenty of places in California that don't seem like Los Angeles or San Diego.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
In L.A., it seems like, hey, we can't vote for Caitlyn Jenner because she's a Republican. And then out there, it's like, we can't vote for because he's a disgusting trans.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah, that's what they would say.
I see.
I'm being them.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking about with the Prop 8. Remember the Prop 8, Mishegoss?
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up passing because, you know, people forgot that California is not just the coastal cities. It's
right.
a swath of people inland that weren't down with
Wait,
the
Prop 8 was the gay marriage.
Yeah.
So also, yeah, so who the hell knows? I guess what's his name from San Diego might be Faulkner,
oh, yeah.
I think, might be.
The mayor, right?
The mayor of San Diego. Yeah. But who knows? It's going to be funny.
Did we already, sorry, I don't, because I'm not working at the news station right now, so I don't have this answer off the top of my head. Does it have to be a Democrat? I guess not.
No.
Anyone can run.
Okay.
Anyone can run, but I think we assume that a Democrat's going to win, although I would ask, you know, do the math. Newsom's a Democrat, and it was a shit show. So I don't know. Maybe it's time for an independent or something. And I don't even really get the party thing anymore. It feels very antiquated. Like we've had Trump. We had Schwarzenegger. It's like, who cares what their party is? Just, you like the guy.
Right.
Don't you like the guy? You like the girl or the guy girl or whoever it is. Just if you like their policies, just fucking vote them in. Like,
we have more HBOs than parties. That's weird.
Right.
Where are we?
Yeah. Far more.
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of Schwarzenegger, I looked it up. Half of the governors since Reagan have been Republicans in California.
Wow.
So it's not certainly not out of the question. And if you look at the electoral map from at least 2016, most of California by county is red.
California has the most Republicans.
Yeah, of course.
There
you go. Not enough to win any votes, probably, but the most. And there's a new story I heard about today, which is New York, California, and a lot of deep blue states are losing seats because the populace has shifted.
Right.
That's right.
But the LA Times told you that the mass exodus, it's a non-story.
I'm sure.
It doesn't happen.
Look, again, there's two things. It's just, if you're running a state, there's really, you know, there's kind of like, if you're coaching a basketball team, it's just kind of wins and losses. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want some guy who's 2-41 going, we dominate in time of possession.
Right.
Like, if you live in a fucking state where everyone is leaving, where the U-Haul on the way out is, you know, $2,800 and the U-Haul on the way in is $4. That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like when Elon Musk left California, it's like the smartest human being on the planet has decided to leave. That's all you need to know. So
yes,
if anyone is, you know, we recall Newsom and we're thinking about, well, we can't vote for a Republican, just vote for the best person.
Right.
It's going to clean things up.
Hear, hear.
And is that turning the red states purple? So are we all just purple now, which would not be a bad thing?
I think in some places.
Purple.
Not my favorite color.
No.
So I think there's this, I think there's a couple things. There's New Yorkers going to Florida and kind of bringing their politics, which is like, you fucking fled this place because of you didn't like the high taxes and the regulation. When you're going to just bring it with you.
It's like a Mexican neighborhood.
Like
I thought you left this.
Yes.
You're doing it here.
Yes. Don't recreate. We have Alvera Street. If you get homesick, go down there. Get a $7 taco. Right. So,
and California has Texas.
There's recreations of it. They bring their politics. Right. And then there's Texas, which like has Austin, which is a weird little pocket
enclave
of blue in the middle of red. But I would assume that things are changing and that if people are wanting, you know, and all the defund the police shit and all the crime and everything, I would assume that there might be time to turn the California ship around. I mean, the thing about...
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know either. But here's the thing about California. California has good genetics. It's like...
But so did Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to say
that. You and I are on the same page. I had the same thought about the Oscars as I had about California, which is, at the end of the day, it's still California. There's still the mountains, the beaches. It's huge. It's wine country. It's tech. It has everything. It's just, it's in a low right now.
Right.
Like, California is bottomed out.
So,
it can make a comeback. All that stuff isn't going well.
It's Travolta.
That's what
it'll come up with a politics.
Yes.
But right now, we're in Look Who's Talking Now.
Good genetics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good genetics are like someone with really good genetics can let themselves go for a few years, but the second they start working out and getting back on the diet and quitting the booze or whatever, they snap back pretty fast because they have like good, strong genetics. So California could. Mm-hmm. We just need the kind of political will to do it.
But our man left. Our man left us.
I know.
Went to some floozy in Texas. Elon.
Yeah, and you go to California to make it in show business. He moved to Texas. He's on SNL now.
That's right.
You know? So you don't even need Cali to make it in the entertainment world.
I think one of the really horrible things about this recall that no one's really paying attention to is from now until the recall election, everyone's going to want to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we're going to have to listen to him pronounce California 8 million times the next 6 months. And I don't think I have it. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. All right. What else we got, Gina Graham?
Well, remember the 2019 HBO doc about the Michael Jackson accusers that were now adults, mm-hmm. Wade Robson and
beat off to it.
That's
right.
James Safechuck. Yes. So that story has come back around because they have lost their latest court challenge. Mm. Variety says the suit by Wade Robson, one of the principal figures in Leaving Neverland, was dismissed Monday by a California judge. It accused two production companies owned by Jackson of failing to protect boys from Jackson's sexual advances. But the judge ruled that the companies had no ability to control Jackson because Jackson owned them outright. Jonathan Steinsapir, he was representing Jackson Companies, accused Robson of spending, quote, the last 8 years pursuing frivolous claims in different lawsuits against Michael Jackson's estate, blah, 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 blah. Also dismissed.
So the production company, they're saying, should have, like, hey, the guy with the boom mic should have stepped in.
The union guy.
Tough lawsuit.
I got both hands above my head pretty much permanently. Yeah, I know. He should have put the fucking mic down and.
Yeah. The judge also dismissed a similar suit last fall from James Safechuck. He was the other one in the dock. And Robson's attorney said that they'll be appealing the ruling. So this is like a life mission now.
That's another thing I don't get about that. Michael Jackson doc was wild. You know, the kid spreading the ass cheek apart.
Yeah.
But like, I'll make a pedophile joke and everybody comes after me. But this is a documentary and people are eating popcorn and like, did you see that yet? I'm like, that's real. And you're worried about the zinger?
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson, but I love his music. He's beloved.
Yeah, I'm not saying the music is not good.
But that's what I'm saying. They can look past that.
Right. Gina, I'll pick and choose. I'll let Mark know this joke, but it's always my why everyone should teach their son to dance, even if it's just for 8 seconds. You tell me what a horrible human being Michael Jackson is and all that he's done to children.
Michael Jackson he was a monster. He preyed on innocent children. He took their innocence. He groomed them, and then he brutally assaulted them. And the kids were so brainwashed, it's affected them as adults.
Yeah, but that dude could move.
Yeah, he was a good dancer. The moonwalk.
We're right back to zero now.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all you need. If you can fucking move,
that's it. Chris Brown.
That's right.
That guy can move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he should fight Jake Paul, have Rihanna judge.
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's a fight.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of vaccine talk, school talk, but here's an angle I haven't seen yet, and we have it now. A private school with two campuses in Miami has warned its staff against getting vaccinated against COVID-19 and says they will not employ anyone who has had the vaccination.
Oh, that can't be legal.
Any other way.
It's private school. The school has also been accused of spreading misinformation about the potential risks of the vax. So it's called the Centner Academy.
Is this a religious thing?
Private. That's all we know. Informed parents of its policy. Well, but listen to their reasonings. Why? Through an email to staff and parents, Layla Centner co-founded the school with husband David Centner and warned vaccinated persons, quote, may be transmitting something from their bodies that could harm others, particularly the reproductive system, fertility, and normal growth and development in women and children.
What?
The email has left people confused and angry because it was presented as a fact that this is happening.
Well, I think Chris was telling me that Joe Rogan was getting in some trouble for saying that healthy 21-year-olds shouldn't get vaccinated. Mm. And I'm sort of with him in that, to best I can tell, this isn't hurting kids.
Right.
And it's experimental. I'm not into... Like, I'm not freaked out about the vaccine, but it's like, I got 14-year-old twins. I'm sort of like, if they're fine and they're not going to be, if they get it, they'll be fine and everyone around them is vaccinated now. Do they get the vaccination? Like, is this something we think about in years where we go, there is some lingering whatever? Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's I'm just sort of risk versus reward. Like right. if you're young and you're healthy right. and you're thin,
is it gonna
fuck you up?
And I've never gotten a flu shot, and I just never thought about it.
Well, you shouldn't at your age, probably, but at a certain age, I don't know what is
flu
that.
Shot?
Age?
You're talking about a vaccine.
No, yeah, but flu shot.
I think everyone's supposed to get a flu shot.
Have you?
That's how it is. So Dr. Drew would go, you don't really need one when you're 25 because it's not going to take you down.
Mm.
Oh,
you need one when you're March elderly 37. Because it'll take you down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But is there a number for a flu shot? Because, again, you don't tell 19-year-olds to get a flu shot because who cares? They can fucking fall off a 10-story building and they'll be fine. But grandpa needs to get a flu shot because that's going to kill him.
Right. Wow. But this story, the only other, theories like this that I've heard, it kind of smacks of the, G5, It's like they're saying, she's saying that the vaccine is transmitting something from your body that could affect your reproductive health.
Mm. Never heard of that.
Me either. It's a first for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of science getting involved, The Telegraph reports that scientists are preparing to release hundreds of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes down in the Florida Keys. So,
to distribute the vaccine?
That's
genius.
That's how you get the vaccine. It's led by a British biotech company called Oxitec, and 750 million male mosquitoes are being sent out into the Keys over the next 2 years in an attempt to combat the Aedes aegypti mosquito.
This is the beginning of a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah,
absolutely.
J.J. Abrams all over it.
This is going to go awry.
Giant alligators with full-blown AIDS are attacking people in Epcot Center.
Right.
And there's only one man.
But they're going to get in trouble for only having male mosquitoes. You got to diversify.
There is a reason for that. So the female is the only one that bites.
What?
Yeah, because she bites humans and passes on the disease because they need the blood to produce eggs in this particular mosquito. And these mosquitoes, they give you
this dengue, Zika, yellow fever. Insect equivalent to the Black Widow.
That's right.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Easy. African American.
So this company.
Insect Black Widow.
So this company has modified the genes of male mosquitoes so that they create a protein that will kill off the female mosquitoes before they get to biting age.
Yeah, bros.
So, and then, after a couple generations, however long that takes, I don't know, a couple weeks for a mosquito, they're hoping to just weed out this whole female population.
It's just so Florida.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. I would, it's kind of interesting. We always have this weird relationship with playing God.
Mm. Yes.
We accuse some people like, you can't play God. You're playing God. This is as close as I've heard to actually playing God.
Yes. And Brian, I'm surprised you didn't say this because people were quoted in the article as saying, don't do this. It's very Jurassic Park. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Well, they know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, this would be good. And for malaria.
Dengue fever, yellow fever, Zika.
Mm-hmm.
And if male mosquitoes don't bite, then who cares?
Yeah.
That's before the credits.
I would argue you still have to kill them.
Yeah.
Just
why not?
The sound alone.
What sound do mosquitoes make?
When you eat it right in your ear,
the buzzing by.
Constant chanting.
Well, no, but I know what a cricket sounds like. I know what a cicada sounds like.
Well, they make if you have ever been camping or been at an Airbnb somewhere at the window on a hot night, you fall asleep. You're laying on top of your covers, and at some point you just hear this thing. It is lights on. There's nothing to be seen. But it will freak your shit out.
You're like a
nom
vet at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
God, Charlie!
Yeah, it's
been there.
When a helicopter goes over a nom vet.
Right. You get the slow fan.
Yeah.
I had bed bugs for a good while, and that was
boy.
A nightmare on earth.
Really?
Hell. Because you can't find them, and it's dark, and they're just sucking your blood all day, and that's the only thing keeping them alive.
Did you burn everything?
I got an exterminator. I got a fumigation. I washed everything. I couldn't get rid of them.
Goo.
Yeah, they don't die. They're like Asians.
The CDC says it's very important to get a flu shot for those over 65, but they recommend everyone over 6 months or older get one.
Wow.
Mm.
6 months or older with a flu shot? Well, I could see. I guess with the flu, you don't want to get it when you're one, and you don't want to get it when you're 65.
Right.
But usually in between, you'll make it.
Well, and I thought it was because... like you said, like, you know, a 25-year-old isn't going to get that bad of symptoms, but you don't want to give the flu to your 65-year-old mother because that sucks.
Everyone says that, and I always nod, but I don't care if my mom gets the
flu.
No,
that's true. Not your mother.
Yeah. There you go, playing God again.
I always just nod because I know other people like their family, right. I don't want to stop the conversation but not Chris.
But I remember on air, Tim Conway Jr. used to call me out and say I was the devil's child because I never got a flu shot because he didn't want me to come to work and give him the flu. So that's what I think people were worried about.
I'd say people who think too much about that are narcissists.
Oh, I can't wait to pass that along.
I know he doesn't like his mom that much. I'm a kind of kindred spirit with Tim.
But he was into Purell before Purell was cool.
Oh, really?
Oh, back in the day, you'd throw it at people.
I never do it. I never wash my hands.
Oh. No, good.
Have
Smart.
You met you two?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. We tongue kissed when he came into the building.
I get a lot of weird looks leaving the movie theater bathroom. But I don't know.
Yeah. Keeps it strong.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we talked about U-Hauls and how they're expensive to rent out of California, cheap to come back. But there's a new issue with U-Hauls. It's pretty interesting. So when tourism went away in Hawaii during the lockdowns, rental car companies had to sell off their fleets to stay afloat. Mm. Now, as people are traveling again and coming back to Hawaii, there's no rental cars available.
I have friends who are in Hawaii like now, and they have this exact problem.
So there's either no cars or they are
so expensive.
Hold
on, I'm going to nominate this for one. For conversations black people think white people have all day. They're in Maui right now. They rented a Jeep, but they got an Uber. It's fucking shit. It's a disaster.
It was 100% more. I mean, they paid it.
Right.
So according to the Hawaii News Now, tourists are starting to rent U-Hauls, vans, trucks, and pickups for $20 a day instead of attempting to rent a rental car for $200 or $700 a day.
Yeah, that's going
to
freak out the townspeople. They're all moving here.
That's right.
We're screwed. The island's ruined.
Yeah. I like U-Hauls because they have that indigenous, you know, North Dakota,
right.
Home of the Red Buffalo.
And then they have
some data on the side of the... They tell you not to text while you drive. Shouldn't that be fucking illegal? Me just head cocked at 90 degrees, dragging my finger along in the air, trying to catch up on what's going on in one of the Dakotas.
North Carolina, North Dakota, where they're the world's largest T-Rex. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know. I thought the Wright brothers were from, Kitty Hawk. Yeah, North Carolina.
It's a Snapple fact on wheels. You can't not read it.
That's right.
It's fucking in your face. Yeah. It's one lane over. It's the size of a billboard.
Yeah. And
you gotta look at that shit.
Especially in traffic.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about this yesterday, and that is my fault. We ran out of time. Got to make sure we talk about it today. Talked about the Oscars, didn't talk about the Razzies. So let's get into some hot Razzie talk. Congratulations go to CEO Mike Lindell, singer Sia, and Rudy Giuliani, biggest winner-losers at the Golden Raspberry Awards that took place on Saturday. So have you guys heard, Brian, have you heard of the movie Absolute Proof?
I feel like I have. Is it a religious movie?
It's apparently a pro-Donald Trump film directed by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. That was named the worst picture, and Lindell won for worst actor. Sia's directorial debut called Music, which was criticized for its depiction of autism, walked away with the worst director, worst actress for Kate Hudson, worst supporting actress Maddie Ziegler, who played, I think, the little girl named Music.
That.
I don't think
I will
we missed
say
anything.
This about My Pillow guy. You have to use actors in the Razzies. You can't just
he made
pick,
a movie.
Like,
well, he's at. He
I
acted.
Know, but nobody, no one thinks Mike Lindell's an actor.
Well, here's
the thing about the Razzies.
Yeah.
The whole point of the Razzies in my world is to take the highfalutin stars and knock them down to size.
Yes.
You know, Mike Lindell's not a highfalutin star. I need stars that get to choose horrible projects and take the cash.
I think you're right. And to your point, Rudy Giuliani
and I don't
away
need
with
Sia
two.
In there either because she's not. I mean, she's a star. Yeah, I need established directors, actors.
That's like the year when Sandra Bullock won an Oscar and a Razzie.
And showed up.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I need.
Now
for
this
her.
Is, but this is the best. Rudy Giuliani won Worst Supporting Actor for Borat's film, but Worst Screen Combo was Rudy Giuliani and his pants zipper.
Yeah, see, I argue that the Razzies are now kind of parroting themselves to a degree.
Yeah.
I need good movies
jumpy.
I want Geely or whatever those movies with A-listers that they thought were going to be great and they just sucked.
But what do you do this year? There really weren't any. I mean, you're not going to do that to Frances McDormand.
No, no. But I don't know what came out this year that was disappointing.
That had a huge star.
The best I can do off the top of my head is like Hillbilly Elegy, but even that isn't Razzie worthy. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
solid. And
yeah.
No, it's not solid. But it was.
They can only pick what they had to choose from.
But it's not a disaster where you're talking.
It was fine. I saw it. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was kind of
a cartoon.
It was like kind of okay.
So this was the pond to pick from, I guess.
But have the Razzies gotten more viewers in the Oscars? Have they beaten
it's
the
Oscars? It's going to happen. I'm saying Rudy Giuliani and My Pillow Guy, these are... It's kind of like we're coming up to the gubernatorial whatever. And it was like when, you know, like Mary Carey runs the porn
Governor.
Star or Pat Paulson used to run. God, do you guys even know Pat Paulson? Find Pat Paulson. Pat Paulson is a comedian from like the 60s and 70s who used to just run for governor every year. But it's like it's a novelty.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, the Razzie's a novelty.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I feel like they're fucking with their format. It's like when Taco Bell comes out with a dessert. I'm always like, don't do it. You make fucking tacos and burritos. Like, that's your thing.
Keep your
that's
cinnamon sugar off the menu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, remember, now I'm starting to see the connection here. Remember a few days ago when we talked about the tell-all book from Janet Jackson's stylist from the Super Bowl?
I do kind of remember that.
Well, guess what? She's going to get to relive.
From the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Wardrobe malfunction. She's going to get to relive that because there's a new documentary about that Super Bowl halftime show, and it's done by the same people who did Framing Britney. For the Britney Spears documentary. So according to the New York Post, the team behind that one is doing the 2004 performance of Miss Jackson and Justin Timberlake. A source close to the producer tells the Post, quote, it's going to be all about the fallout and the suits who screwed over Janet at Viacom, the company that owned MTV, which produced the halftime show, and CBS, which broadcast the game. They're reaching out to everyone who was involved, dancers, stylists, directors, everyone. And this is going to air on FX and Hulu, but no date yet.
Well, we're getting real specific on docs.
Yeah.
It used to be World War II, and now it's like that one malfunction 17 years ago.
We used to go like jazz.
Yes.
Ken Burns, yeah.
Right. They just do that that shit, and now it's getting down Bustier, the doc.
Zipper malfunction. You know, it's like it'd be great if Ken Burns did this one and just somehow made it 9 hours.
Epic.
Scrunchy. A four-part miniseries.
I'd watch that.
You know what I forgot about that was TiVo was like, right after it was like, this was the most rewound moment in TiVo history. Mm. And everyone was like, I thought you were keeping track of what we were watching. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That kind of came and went. But, that was a moment for sure where TiVo was like, most rewound moment rewatched ever in TiVo.
I think I had a TiVo, my first TiVo, like somebody got it for me, and it just sat in a box for like 17 months because they said you can stop TV. And I was like, because you're a sorcerer?
Neo.
Nobody can stop TV.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can stop it. It's like, it's unstoppable. Yeah. It's like saying you can stop Niagara Falls. I can't do it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Let's say you have to go to the bathroom or get you shit yourself.
Right.
You can't stop. And then you eat your shit if you're hungry later. You don't stop TV.
No. But how many good arguments does that solve? I mean, back in, you know, when I was a kid, it would be like, no, that happened. And you just had to live with it. And you would fight over tooth and nail. But now you can just go, hold on, let's back it up.
Right.
I remember going to, I think this was in New York, even though we have one here, getting to go to the broadcasting museum and you could check out an episode and sit there
deal.
And watch it. Oh, that was incredible.
Huge, huge.
We used to broadcast whenever we went to New York with Kevin and Bean, we would broadcast from the museum. Mm-hmm. And it was such a novelty in the mid-90s we'd be up on like the fourth or fifth floor. It's kind of a tall building right in the middle of Manhattan. But like on the third floor, they had the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And the building was empty because we started, you know, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'd do my bit and then I'd have like an hour to kill. And I'd go down and be
so
like, I'm
cool.
watching Chico and the Man.
Yeah.
But I remember finding like the curator at some point. I'm like, I want Monday Night Football with Howard Stern. And they're like, we got Monday Night Football, but not with Howard Stern. I'm like, what the fuck kind of TV museum? Like Howard Stern, Monday Night Football, doing the halftime highlights.
Howard Cosell.
Oh, Howard Cosell. Sorry.
I'd also like to see that.
Sorry, I was in New York mode. Probably go just talking about radio
well,
New York, sir. But Howard Cosell.
On the morning show we did one episode from that very location, and Howard Stern was our guest. He called in. Maybe that's why you have it.
Probably picturing myself sitting in that room. That's right.
That's where Brusca famously told Damashek, hey, lay out for a while.
Right.
Hey, he told him to get out of the studio.
Why?
It was a small space.
Oh, I bet he liked that.
He's like, hey, there's too many people.
Yes. Yeah. Howard Cosell and Monday Night Football, which is the fucking best.
Yeah.
And he'd call. Is there any of that on YouTube?
It's got
to be.
I don't know. The television radio museum
football
didn't.
Football might be a little stingy with the NFL.
Didn't have it.
TV rights.
All right, let's bring it home. Oh, speaking of Howie and Howard's, Howie Mandel's going to join us tomorrow,
nice.
By the way.
Bringing it home, I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Hey, no fat chicks.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Appleton, Wisconsin, I guess, is almost sold out. So for Skyline Comedy Club, people want to go to that May 7th and 8th. Stand up there and then live pod as well. Mark, the special, Out to Lunch, available on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And 6.5 or 7 million views already. So good. Fuck Netflix. Do it for yourself. And, wait a minute. I got a spot here I forgot about. Edmunds, yeah, buying and selling a car. One of the biggest purchases you're going to make. It's a big decision. Edmunds has been taking the stress out of that process for over 50 years. They get access to millions of listings, both new and used, and you can get in-depth reviews and knowledge on vehicles and testing, and they do their long-term research on it. They get a car, they put it through its paces. It's really, before you buy, I always tell everyone, you check out Edmunds. Edmunds gives you resources, and they help you with every step of the process. You spend less time stressing at dealerships, and you can get most of your shopping done, and you can do it at home with Edmunds. You get all the info you need. Whether you're just browsing or you know exactly the car you want, Edmunds is the place to go. Get expert car reviews, accurate pricing, free appraisal, and millions of listings and more at Edmunds. Right, Dawson?
Visit Edmunds.com to start browsing local new and used listings. Just enter the make and model in the search bar or click the used cars tab. That's Edmunds.com. For cars, there's Edmunds.
All right. You can go to amcarolla.com for all our live shows. And if you want to check out Mark, you can let's see. Where should we go? Where website?
MarkNormanComedy.com. It's got all the dates, and I'm really hitting the road this year. So
oh,
come
there
on
it
out,
is.
Folks.
Yeah, MarkNormanComedy.com. Until next time, Adam Kroll for Mark Norman, Gina Brand, Bob Ryan. Say it. Mahalo. Guy like a dude who's pear-shaped and under 5'7".
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Catch Gina Grad with Teresa Strasser on the podcast Easy Listening, and Bald Brian on the podcast The Film Vault, and me, Kalen, Gary, Chris, and Fondelier on the podcast called The Water Cooler. For tickets, books, movies, and more, go to AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.